prunes the ground, it uses up the yanika, it gets its nourishment from the ground, like it makes the ground weaker. And the Bach of Gurish, Shiura Shire, then for sure, when you sell the property and you leave over the trees, you for sure mean to leave over for yourself the rights of the property also, of the cock around the tree. Because, Emisa de lo Shire, because if when the person leaves over from self the trees, he does not also leave over the rights of the karka. If he doesn't leave it over, then lemalei, then the one that buys the property now has a right to say to the original owner, listen, okar ilancha shekar bazil, I want you to uproot your trees and go away. In other words, if you're selling the property and you're only leaving over the trees for yourself, now if you do not leave over the property around the tree or underneath the tree, then the new owner will have a right to tell you, I don't want you here anymore. You have a right to keep the tree, but not the karka. The karka belongs to me, and your tree is ruining my karka, so I have a right to tell you to leave. So Shbam says like, that maybe Kozman is alive, he can't tell you to take it away, but I call upon him when the tree dies like, he'll have a right to say, I don't want you to plant another one. And for sure, the original owner, by leaving over the rights of the tree, he meant to leave over for himself the rights at any time to have a tree there. Even if this tree dries up, he would like to have the rights to plant another one. So how is that possible? Only if when you leave over the tree, for sure you also leave over for yourself the rights of the karka. So even according to Rabbi Kiva, here is different. That even though Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah, when you sell something, you give away all your rights, but here, even though you're selling the property, you for sure mean to leave over for yourself the rights of the karka around the tree. That's what Gafun is saying. Chiddush even according to Rabbi Kiva. Now the Gemara says, Tanan, is this true? Like we learned in our Mishnah, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, HaMaktish Es HaSodeh, if somebody is Maktish his field, he wants to make his field Hegdish. So Rabbi Shimon holds, Loi Hegdish Ela Charuv HaMukav V'Sadan HaShikma. Shimon says, you do not mean to be maktish everything in the field, everything there. No. Really, hegdish is just like mecher, that you only mean to be maktish the karka itself, and not the extra things, not the bor, not the dos. Just these trees, here Rav Shimon agrees, these trees become kaddish. We'll soon see why. These trees are also kaddish. But that's all, not the rest of the things. Now, Vatonya Law, we learned on this. What's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? That Omer Rabbi Shimon, my tam, what's the reason? Why do I say when you maktish the field, you also mean to include these trees? Lechura, these trees are not part of the sale. If you sell it to somebody, the trees are not included. So how come when you are maktish, do we say these trees are included in the hegdish? According to Rabbi Shimon, hegdish is not more than a mecher. So just like by mecher, when you sell your field, you mean to leave over for yourself these things. So when you maktish, it should also be yours. How come here Rabbi Shimon says these trees are hegdish? So Rabbi Shimon explains himself and says, "Hoyo v'yonkin misadei hegdish." You should know where do they get the nourishment from. These trees, where do they get the nourishment from? Their nourishment is from the sadei hegdish. So therefore, these trees are hegdish. In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, when you maktish the field, like true, you're only maktish the field itself, just like mecher. When you sell something and you sell it by in ra, you only sell what you have to, and you leave over everything else for yourself. Here also, when you maktish the field, really you only mean to be maktish the karka itself. The rest you're leaving over for yourself. If so, why is this tree hegdish? Because the tree is getting its nourishment from the ground of hegdish. Like true, really you only maktish the ground itself, not the trees. Just automatically the trees has to become hegdish because it gets its nourishment from hegdish. That's the klal of gedulei hegdish is hegdish. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. That's the only reason why these trees are also hegdish now. Because they're getting their nourishment from the ground underneath it, with it, which is hegdish. Now the question is, according to you, Rav Huna, v'yi saka daitach, if you want to tell me, Rav Huna, that shiure shayer, that any time you leave over trees for yourself, you also mean to leave over the ground underneath and around the trees, if you leave it over for yourself, if so, Kikoyanki, that when these trees get the nourishment, midinashe koyanki, they're getting the nourishment from your own property. That's what happened here. According to Rabbi Shimon, when you maktish the field, it's the same way when you sell a field. So really, when you sell the field, you mean to leave over for yourself
the trees. So the trees really is yours. Now, according to Rav Huna, whenever you leave over the trees, you also mean to leave over the ground underneath them and the ground around the trees. So even though you makdish this field, you do not mean to be makdish the ground right around the trees or right underneath the trees. And so, what is Rav Shimon saying in the Mishnah? The trees are also hegdish. And the reason he explains is because they're yonik. They get the nourishment from hegdish. No, they're not getting nourishment from hegdish. They're getting nourishment from your property. You tell me, according to Rav Huna, you leave over your property. Whenever you leave over trees, since trees ruin the property, for sure you want to have the schus always to plant trees there, so you mean to leave over for yourself the rights of the property also. So how come it says here that these trees are hegdish, mash melukura, not like Rav Huna? You do not mean to leave over the trees, the property also. So what's the kasha in Rav Huna? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon, the Yomak Rabbi Kiva. No, Rabbi Shimon and the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva. That according to Rabbi Kiva, when you sell something, you give it away, b'ayin yofa, you give away a lot. So according to Rabbi Kiva, when you makdish the field also, you mean to be makdish a lot. So for sure you mean to be makdish the grounds underneath the tree also. So really, we're going to be crazy a little bit. But that's what Rav Huna said before. That when you leave over trees, you mean to leave over the property. So before we said, he said it even according to Rabbi Kiva, like now we're being chayzer, maybe no. Maybe he did not say it according to Rabbi Kiva. In other words, our Mishnah Rabbi Shimon is going to leave with Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, when you give away something, when you makdish the field, you makdish really everything. You're only leaving over the tree for yourself. But the ground underneath it, you also meant to make it hegdish. Therefore, since the ground underneath it is hegdish, here we have to say the tree also becomes hegdish because it gets its nourishment from hegdish. But I tell you, that's only according to Rabbi Kiva's svara. Rav Huna that said before, when you leave over trees, you mean to leave over the property for yourself, that's only going according to the Rabbanan Shita. And we'll be in Chayza now. And the Gemara said, I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon diyamak, Rabbi Akiva, Rav Huna diyamak Rabbanan. And that the Rav Huna just said, that if you sell your property, but you leave over the trees for yourself, you also mean to leave over the ground underneath it, that's only according to the Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan anyway say, when you sell something, you sell it b'ayin ra, with a bare eye. Says so here also, when you makdish it, you're not makdish the ground underneath the property. So Rav Huna is only going according to the Rabbanan. Rav Huna the Yom Rabbanan. Shrati Gemara to Rabbanan, l'chur pshita. Like, what do we need Rav Huna for? L'chur so is pshita. That what does Rav Huna say? If you sell your property, your sod to somebody else, you should know the trees you leave over for yourself. Now, how much do you leave over? Not only the trees itself, but you also leave over the property underneath it and the karka around it. L'chur, according to Rabbanan, pshita it that way. The Rabbanan even say by a mecher, when you sell, according to Rabbanan, when you sell somebody at your field and there's a bor or a dus there, so you mean to leave over the ditch of water for yourself, and according to the Rabbanan, you also leave over the path to get there. Because you leave over as much as possible. Whatever you need, you leave over for yourself. That means you give it away by ayin ra. Whatever you're saying clearly, I'm selling, that's what you're giving. But whatever you're not saying clearly, you mean to leave for yourself. So Achura Kumaris Kasha, you say Rav Huna saying according to the Rabbanan, if so, pshita. What do I need Rav Huna for? Pshita according to the Rabbanan, that if you give away your field and you leave over the trees for yourself, for sure you mean to leave over those trees that you can enjoy them, that you mean to leave over the karka for yourself.